We have a guest joining us this morning on the phone. Shannon Chase joins us this morning from her office. She is the USDA Housing Director here in Iowa. We're going to talk about a development loan and grant program for rural area homeowners through the USDA that might be of assistance to some folks in getting some of those needed projects taken care of. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. Winter's a tough time on everyone, but boy, on houses, structures, it's amazing how much damage can be done over the course of a long winter season, and some folks really struggle financially in trying to cobble the money together to be able to take care of those projects. Is that what this program is for?
Yep, that's absolutely right. You know, USDA Rural Development has a program that's available. USDA Rural Development has a program that's available for rural homeowners that need to make necessary repairs and improvements. You know, we do have a grant as well as a loan. The grants we're looking to basically help homeowners remove health and safety hazards. USDA Rural Development has a program that's available for rural homeowners that need to make necessary repairs and improvements. You know, we do have a grant as well as a loan. The grants we're looking to basically help homeowners remove health and safety hazards. USDA Rural Development has a program that's available for rural.
Cobble the money together to be able to take care of those projects. Is that what this program is for?
Yep, that's absolutely right. You know, U.S. holds over the age of 62 that are unable to repay a loan. So that's where that, looking at that monthly household budget is going to be important on those elderly households to see, you know, if repayment ability doesn't exist, is there a potential for a grant?
Sure.
Grants are available up to $7,500, and the loans are up to $20,000.
I want to touch on this too, Shannon, because, you know, some folks are going to say, okay, that sounds great, but this is a government-driven program, mm-hmm. and it sounds like there are a lot of guidelines and things. I don't know that I want to get into all that paperwork. I'll just let it sit for now. Is that something that you should be concerned about? Is it an easy process for them?
You know, I can very comfortably say it's a relatively easy process. You know, there certainly is an application. But again, we have a tremendous staff there in the Atlantic office and really any of our area offices that are going to come out. You know, they're able to come out to the home, meet with the homeowner, help them walk through the application process. You know, and it's unfortunate to not apply for this type of assistance, particularly if you have a health and safety hazard that you need to have taken care of, if you have improvements, for fear of some paperwork, because it really is not that overwhelming, and we have great staff that can come out and help do those things in person and help get through that application process in person if needed. You know, so for example, a household of four in Cass County, let's say, the income limit is $29,900. So if you've got a household of four under about $30,000, they just need to reach out to that Atlantic area office, like I said, and make application. And you know, we'll try and get those applications turned around as timely as possible, because we understand certainly when we're dealing with health and safety hazards that timing is critical. You know, we don't want families and households living with those things any longer than they need to. So we make every effort to make it a timely application process.
Well, when you look at it, it's something that you're doing now to help you for the long term as well. You're trying to cut down on bigger expenses down the road.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, anytime you make needed repairs and things. Now, you mentioned some of the things, roofs and furnaces, things like that that come up. Are there other things specifically that folks should look for?
You know, we get a lot of questions on electrical. We have a lot of aging housing stock, obviously, in Iowa, so electrical systems are outdated and sometimes unsafe. Plumbing, you know, exterior access to the house. You know, maybe you've got steps and stoops that are breaking up and are presenting a tripping hazard or something. You know, we'll get questions occasionally, like on wells or septic systems that need to be replaced. Windows are another big one for us. Again, really just those kind of general homeowner maintenance things that a lot of times, you know, when you just don't have the funds to do them, that deferred maintenance can build up over time and then really create those issues that become immediate needs pretty quickly.
Oh, boy,
like
can
we said, when you've got a bad winter, you know, we've got spring coming up, just now really is the time to do it. We have the funds available, so we're just encouraging applicants to get in the door and get their applications in while we've got the funds.
Yeah, it really balls up in a hurry.
Yes.
Will the staff then assist folks in determining the type of need that they have, whether it's a loan, a grant, or whether it's a smaller, you know, few thousand dollar need or a larger need that they have?
Correct. Yeah. You know, typically the homeowner is going to propose what it is that they're needing to be done, and the staff is going to come out, you know, and we'll typically look at the home, make sure that we agree. You know, we're not going to want to fix one thing if there's an obviously even bigger hazard there, clearly. But, you know, we trust and defer to the homeowner to identify what it is that they need to be done, and we're going to request, you know, throughout the application process that they generally get a couple of bids, just so we have an opportunity to do some comparison between contractors and kind of compare apples to apples between the work to be done.
Yeah. Will local contractors be used then?
You know, that's really at the choice of the homeowner.
Oh, okay. So they have some flexibility.
Yeah, typically that is the case. You know, they're going to contact those in the community that they know and are familiar with.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're going to want to work with someone that they trust.
Right.
That they know
right.
will do well for them.
Yep.
Very good. Well, a lot of different issues come up at different times. And, you know, like I said, this time of the year is when folks like to take stock after a long winter and see all the different things that come up. And, you know, as homeowners, we're always concerned about that. Now, is this specifically for homeowners who live in those homes?
Correct.
Okay.
You do, like I said, need to own and occupy. It's a single family dwelling, obviously. And that dwelling needs to be located in a community of 20,000 or less.
That's the definition of rural.
Correct.
Okay. So we know all that. Okay.
Yes.
So is it just a matter of if someone's identified that need and they've maybe gone out and gotten an estimate from a contractor to get this done, what step do they take? Do they just get on the phone and call the office?
Yep, that's right. And again, I'll run through that number real quickly just to make sure that people have a chance to write it down. It's our USDA Rural Development Office there in Atlantic. They're at 511 West 7th Street. And the phone number there is 712-243-2107. And they cover about a 9 or 10 county service area, actually, there in southwest Iowa, kind of from, like, Ottoman, Cass, Adams, Taylor County, west over to the border.
Well, and before people get too jittery about, boy, I don't know if I can go into, you know, take on any more debt, even if it's a low-interest type loan like that, are the payment terms pretty reasonable for folks?
Absolutely. You know, for the loan, like I said, we can loan up to $20,000. That
right.
doesn't mean everybody has to take that. That doesn't mean everybody's eligible for that much. But regardless of what the loan size is, the interest rate is always going to be fixed at 1% interest for up to 20 years. You know, and again, we're going to look at the household budget and see what repayment ability makes sense for that household. You know, if somebody has some repayment ability for 10 years, we'll look at a 10-year term. But if we need to extend it to 20 to make it work, then we'll do 20.
So it is a very flexible program.
Yeah.
All right.
It certainly
good.
Is.
So folks shouldn't necessarily shy away with all the doubts they might have in their mind about some hurdles they might run into then.
Correct.
Very good.
Yeah, and
all
there's
right.
no application cost, you know, or no application fee. There may be some minimal closing costs depending on how large the loan gets. You know, basically it just comes down to what's our cost to close the loan. But again, typically that's very minimal.
So at least to check into it, there's nothing. It's not going to cost you anything
right.
to make that call.
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. Well, and they can get that all taken care of then and make sure that the place that they call home, well, hopefully lasts a good long time,
right.
is a safe place for them and their families. Well, very good. Can they learn more? Is there any place on the web that they can go to find out more about this?
Yes, there sure is. They can visit our website at www.rd.usda.gov/IA.
Very good. Easy enough to find.
Yeah.
Well, Shannon, thanks so much for the information. I'm sure there are a lot of folks that maybe have shied away from some of those repairs because they just didn't think there was any way that they could make it work into their budgets. Now they have some hope.
Right, and that's all we say. You know, give us a call. We'll see what we can do. And there's really no reason not to.
Excellent. Shannon, thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thank you, Jim.